Harper Audio presents Bloodlines, the true story of a drug cartel, the FBI, and the battle for a horse racing dynasty. By Melissa Del Bosque. Read by Cassandra Campbell. 1. Special Agent Scott Lawson pulled into the empty parking lot and killed the engine. He could hear the muffled cadence of automatic rifle fire. Pop, 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 echoing from across the river in Mexico. He rolled down his driver's side window, shielding his eyes from the South Texas sun with his left hand. Lawson was new to Laredo, Texas, and he'd come to the park by the river because it was as close to Nuevo Laredo as he could get without entering Mexican territory, which was out of his jurisdiction. The Mexican city was less than a quarter mile from where he sat in his beat-up Chevy Impala, but it felt a world away. He surveyed the wide expanse of the Rio Grande as it flowed languidly underneath the international bridge toward the Gulf of Mexico. He'd heard that the river's calm could be misleading, that there were hidden undercurrents. The Mexicans called it the Rio Bravo, the fierce river. Lawson got out of his car and walked to the edge. From the riverbank, he could see a chaotic jumble of telephone lines and electric wires, Spanish billboards and crumbling white colonial-style buildings, similar to the ones in downtown Laredo. The two cities could have been as one if it weren't for the river. He winced instinctively as the staccato of rapid gunfire rang out again across the river. A pillar of black smoke rose in the sky. Something was burning. He couldn't tell what. A Mexican flag, the largest flag he'd ever seen, billowed in the warm afternoon breeze near the customs office on the other side of the bridge. He realized he couldn't have been farther from home in Tennessee. But as a rookie, he'd had no choice where the FBI sent him. And after 6 weeks on the border, he was still trying to make sense of where he'd landed. Every day at his desk, he read about the carnage and saw the grisly photos on websites like Borderland Beat, which obsessively reported every twist and turn in the drug war in Mexico. But it still felt abstract to him. That's why he'd left his office and driven to the edge of the river when he'd heard that another gun battle had broken out in Nuevo Laredo. But as he stood on the riverbank, a tall and blonde gringo in cowboy boots so obviously out of place, like some fool target, he thought, he could see nothing of the Zetas or the Gulf Cartel, who had declared war against one another only a few days ago. He could only hear the percussive echo of automatic gunfire and see traces of smoke as the two factions fought for territory, the violence spilling out across Nuevo Laredo. All around him, life carried on as usual on the American side of the river. The region was already 7 years into the drug war, and it had all taken on a surreal normality. A block away from where he'd parked his squad car, people went about their shopping in the downtown stores, while Mexicans, some of them innocent bystanders, died in the city across the river. The FBI's sources in Mexico had already predicted that this war would be even more vicious than the last, when the two former allies had battled the Sinaloa cartel for the city 5 years earlier. Back then, in 2005, Nuevo Laredo's police force had been wiped out, their bodies quartered and decapitated, and left in plastic trash bags by cartel gunmen. The Mexican army had patrolled the streets in armored personnel carriers, and people had called the city Little Baghdad. Lawson had been told his first week in Laredo that it would be their job to make sure the violence didn't spill across the river. But so far, he'd spent most of his time sitting in a gray-carpeted cubicle, studying an FBI policy manual the size of a phone book and writing up reports, which they called 1023s, for the FBI's intelligence analysts on any information he could gather about the escalating violence south of the Rio Grande. He missed working the streets as a deputy outside Nashville. As he stood at the edge of the river, 30 years old and with the new gold FBI badge clipped to his belt beneath his shirt, he wondered whether he'd made a mistake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?